My sister Linda had moved back into the FLDS community with her husband because they were broke. She was pregnant with her second baby and didn't have a lot of options. Linda also missed her family terribly. Linda was having a hard time in her marriage, which made their precarious life even harder. My father said he would help her financially, but there were strings attached. Linda had to agree to leave her husband since he had refused to swing to our side of the religious split. She also had to agree to be reassigned in marriage by the prophet to another man. Linda had no other cards to play, so she agreed. She was assigned to marry a man with three children. Linda was told that if she kept herself in harmony with her new husband, then her life would be perfect in every way and God would bless her with everything she needed. This philosophy of perfect obedience produces perfect faith began sweeping through the community. Warren Jeffs was assuming more control of the FLDS, claiming he was acting for his father. Warren was now in his late 30s. His three wives were churning out children. They were now about 15. My opinion of Warren had never changed since I first met him shortly after marrying Merrill. I thought he looked like a big nobody, but felt there was also something creepy about him. Warren was at least 6 feet tall, and seemed even taller because he was so thin. He had zero charisma, but was polite, well-mannered, and chose his words carefully. Warren was the principal at the private school on his father's property. Linda's husband traveled a lot, and she began inviting women over for coffee some mornings to break up her loneliness. These became rare forums to talk about what we felt was happening within the FLDS. Had it been known that we were meeting, we would have been reprimanded and seen as being out of harmony with our priesthood training. We kept our coffee parties secret. This was a radical departure for me. For the first time, I had women friends outside my family. Compared to Merrill's other wives, I was running in a rowdy crowd and was being exposed to new viewpoints and controversial ideas. All of us, myself included, believed that Uncle Rulon was the true prophet of God, so we would never dream of criticizing anything he said or did. But that still left us room to talk about how people interpreted his teachings and how the new religious doctrines that were coming to us via Warren Jeffs were playing out in people's lives.